morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We're in the 7 o'clock hour. We're just going to talk through what's going on this week and what's going on around the state. And boy, in this particular week, there's no shortage of things to do or see and get involved in. What have you got going over there on your calendar?
Well, one of my favorite new magazines is called Green Living Arizona. You can find it online or get a subscription. But they, of course, their emphasis is sustainability.
Okay.
So they had some fun things listed. But before we get to that, they also had listed Cottonwood. Just wanted to give a little shout out to Cottonwood, Arizona. They won a great award this year. It's called the Sustainable Economic Growth City of the Decade.
Watch out, Cottonwood.
I know. And they were chosen from among 16 Arizona cities. And it involves their use of transit, walkability, economic growth. And they also have an obsession with pure water. Their plant removes all traces of pharmaceuticals from the city's water supply. And the plant is 100% solar powered. So they're just really on it.
Oh, cool.
And in the last 8 years, it's gone from a place that people kind of drove by to a place that people drive to. The award involves sustainability and economics. So they're just up and coming. They're kind of a city to watch.
Congratulations, Cottonwood, Arizona.
Congratulations. And so event-wise, Arizona...
Before you get to the next one, and
sure.
Tonight in Cottonwood at the Activity Park, there is the Verde Valley Open Air Cinema, a series of free public art projects, movie screening, and live musical entertainment. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight.
It's probably a really beautiful evening up there and a good excuse to get up there and walk
around. Especially
a
after all the moisture
city.
And all the smell
oh,
of the
my gosh.
Desert.
Clear air. Oh, it'd be beautiful. So if you like the idea of sustainability, this Green Living Arizona magazine is having a launch party. They're having two of them, one in Phoenix area and one in Tucson. The one thing I like about the magazine is it's statewide like we are.
Okay,
they try
cool.
to include everybody. So tonight is the one in Phoenix area. It's the Biltmore Fashion Park from 5:30 to 7:30. You get free nibbles and drinks and visit with people who are like-minded in sustainability. And you'd like this one. You get to see the Tesla car.
Oh.
You get to get right up close and personal. And they're having a like party.
I like that.
Yeah. That's true. You don't get that with a Tesla.
I was reading on the Tesla yesterday, only because an associate I know was bragging that he had actually picked one up yesterday.
Just for a few pennies.
0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds.
Oh, serious?
That's impressive.
I couldn't quite understand the literature, because you don't rate an electric motor, I don't think, by horsepower. But it seemed the way I was reading, this car has the equivalent of 700 horsepower. That's like the Dodge
electric.
Challenger. Yeah, all electric. So I don't know. I'm like Romeo. I kind of like the roar of the V8, you know, when you're
squashing it. We passed a little Mustang on the way in this morning. What makes that sound?
That was a little Shelby GT500.
It was roaring down.
Yes.
Or purring, I guess. Yeah.
Put that in a convertible, and then that's the car of my choice. Now, so you're not going to get that with a Tesla. What do you get? I mean, do you play like a CD of an engine racing noise or something?
Oh, that might work. You don't get the vibration, though.
Yeah. There's a little electric spark.
So anyway, if you live in Tucson, you can get the same launch party with Green Living Arizona there on Monday night at the Borderlands Brewing Company. They're going to have a blast there, too.
They can have the Tesla down there, too?
You know, it doesn't look like it. I think if you want to see the Tesla, you got to come to Phoenix tonight.
Okay. At Biltmore Fashion Square.
Yeah.
All right.
How fun is that?
If you're interested in visiting with others that are engaged in the world of sustainable living.
Also in Tucson, there's the Moonlight Hike tonight, 6:30 to 9:30 at Catalina State Park.
If the clouds clear up,
we're not still on a full moon, but we're just a day or two past it. And I bet you're still going to get a nice moonlighting on that. Did you know there's a lavender festival?
Yeah, it's up north on the rim, up around Taylor, I think.
It's in the town of Cochino on 180A.
Concho.
Yeah. Concho, June 18th to the 28th. So that's going on next week at redrockfarms.com.
All right. Just west of St. John's there, east of Showroom.
I would love to see that. I've always wanted to grow lavender.
There's a natural herb festival later on this. And I know when you hear herbs in Flagstaff, a lot of people in the college town, it's not that kind of herbs. These are actual legal herbs. That's June 29th, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Arboretum in Flagstaff. Mark your calendar for that one. And while you're in Flagstaff, the Arizona Snowball Scenic Sky Ride is now open. So you can take the chairlift up to the top of, well, it's not quite the top of Mount Humphreys, but I mean,
you can hike to the top from the top of the chairlift.
And that definitely cuts down your hike time.
Yes,
for sure.
It does.
And it's a lot easier without snow.
Hey, did you see this one, Romy? In Prescott, June 20 to 21st, the summer solstice celebration at Upper Wolf Creek Canyon. After a day of full dancing and hiking. On the 20th, participants.
Do you dance while you're hiking?
I don't know. I was trying to picture that.
I left that one out because I kind of pictured like fairy tale.
I don't know. It looks like fun. Like a little party on the hike and dance. A little live music maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's something for everybody going on in the state, including 12th Annual Sholo Days. There's a lot going on in the White Mountains right now because there's also the John Wayne Days going on in Eager. I'm going to have to mark my calendar. This is this time next year. They have a junior rodeo going on in Eager, as well as the 18th annual powwow in Lakeside at the Honda. There's over, get this, they're competing, these Indian tribes that are coming from all over U.S. and Canada. They're competing their dance and their arts. There's a $39,000 drum competition.
Interesting.
That'd be a sight to see.
Is that out? Where is that held?
It's the Honda Powwow. The casino
right there
and conference.
Around Honda Casino.
So I've never been there, so I don't know the setup or the layout or where it's going to be, but you can just go to HON-DEA.com, Honda.com for that powwow. There's the also, and I know y'all do the Southern Arizona Wine Tour. Have you ever done the 9th annual Wine in the Pines?
No, we haven't.
Well,
where is that one?
I would get a room because it's in Crown King. And if you've ever driven in or out of Crown King, you don't even want to smell the aroma of wine and
true.
Then drive that dirt
this
road.
This is true. I hope they have a lot of rooms.
Get a lodge.
I only know of one little motel in Crown Key. It's only got like 9 rooms, I think.
Well, how are they going to shuttle people up and down?
I don't know.
There's actually more in addition to that little.
Is there?
Well, there's a lot of people that have cabins that'll rent out. So you got to go to like a Crown King's. Wine
Vacation
in the Pines,
rental by owner.
AZ, and they'll have the links to.
Very good.
For those.
Okay.
Strawberry Pine brings their 25th annual Pine Strawberry Festival, 9 to 5 today, 9 to 3 tomorrow. Beautiful little Pine, Arizona. You can get there up Beeline Highway to Payson and then just keep going north, or you can go up to Camp Verde. And come across 260 and back down. That's actually the much, in my opinion, easier way to go. Traffic-wise, especially once you get off on 260. And then, you don't, you know, it feels like by the time you get out of Fountain Hills, you should be there.
Right.
It's just like, will this town ever
end? And when is that going?
That one, I believe it's
this weekend.
Is that
this weekend? So you could actually run up to Tonto Natural Bridge. 10 miles north of Payson, and then carry on up and just about another 12 or 14 miles, and you'll be in Pine Strawberry, turn into Strawberry Lodge. And old Dick and Jean Turner, of course, aren't there anymore, but you could certainly have one of their world-famous pies.
Apple pie.
Yeah,
nice
man.
Cream.
Well, if you really wanted to go all out, you could stop in Payson for the Mountain High Games. They've got the Mogollon Monster Mudder, a 5K course with 30 obstacles. If that's a little too challenging, you can just bring your ATV and run it through the mud truck. They've got a horseshoe tournament as well as 3D archery tournament that's going on this weekend at PaysonRimCountry.com. Or if you're just a little laid back and you're looking for something to do around the valley, the Music and the Garden Spring Concert Series at the Desert Botanical Gardens. It's a series of live music concerts that go on all summer long. And tonight, Grupo Labarde, I believe, is about as close. It's Brazilian.
Okay.
Isn't that like tango then?
I would guess it does sound something like tango. And I would guess, again, with the spring being as nice as it is, it's actually going to be a pretty nice evening there this evening.
$25 ticket. You can, with the You have the option to include dinner for a more additional charge. 5:30 is when the doors open. Well, I mean, the Botanical Garden's open the whole time, but for this little venue at the garden. And then the concert starts at 7. For you, we had mentioned the D-Day for veterans. There's a to feed your little patriotic soul. There's a 4th annual Battle of Midway commemoration also going on today at the State Park. State Capitol.
So no shortage of events all through Arizona, from one corner to the other, from north to south, east to west. You've in no shortage of things to do in the great state of Arizona.
And it's such a beautiful day. There's a little bit to be said for staying home and getting some things done, too.
Jennifer.
Sorry, Archituto, this is so long. Outside, inside. It's a beautiful day to be working, too.
We'll get to those things in the next couple hours.
Right now,
we're talking about getting out and getting going. The folks that are up early and have time to relocate their proximity into one of these great areas that have all these activities going on in the great state of Arizona. But we will be getting to the Garden Hour here at the 8 o'clock hour. John J. Harper and Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau will be in. We'll be talking about all kinds of events that are going on.
I love it when Julie comes. She gets me jazzed to support Arizona and eat local and all that sort of thing.
All right. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 and 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about cleaning tips in and about and around your house, different products that we can use that are green, that are easy to use, as well as a new formulation of a product that we call Jaws. We're going to be talking about to the founder of that. So we're going to be having a lot of fun. We're going to be able to take your call, too, at 1-888-767-4348.